www.TheBigBeatRadio.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're in hour number two of two. 800-259-9231. Jackie has dropped off the line. We were just talking about in the last, pretty much for the whole last hour, prostitution, the legalization thereof, morality, enforcing morality, and throwing people in jail and that sort of thing. And if you've got a comment on all that, you're welcome to chime in at 800-259-9231. Maybe you just don't want to get on the air with us. Maybe you'd rather compose your thoughts and write them down and send them to us via email. FTL@freetalklive.com is the email address. That's FTL@freetalklive.com. And you can also log on.
Oh, yeah. There's all sorts of great stuff to check out at the website, freetalklive.com. You've got the chat room that you can get involved with and talk to how many other people are in there this evening. You can check out the Shrine of Female Listeners, download any of the archives, and start a flame war in the BBS, in the bulletin board system. Go ahead and jump on there and start a thread, and you'll be amazed how many people will respond and how it'll just blow up. And all that great stuff to check out at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up the chat room. Right now in the chat room, Free Talk Live chat room, myself, Scott Lindsay, and Mr. Nobody. We haven't really been pushing the chat room, though, too heavily.
Right.
But Mr. Nobody, we were talking to him during the break in the chat, which is kind of a cool thing about the chat room. While we're breaking, we can talk to you in the chat room. Mr. Nobody is from New Hampshire.
Nice.
Fact. Of course, if you were listening to the break, you probably heard a Free State Project commercial run. And it also, I think we can tie this into the call that we had earlier from Tennessee. What was her name?
Casey.
Casey. Casey mentioned something like, well, if they legalized pot and cocaine here in Tennessee, I'd be the first person to step up against it. And she wants to, you know, she's obviously a drug war supporter. She thinks it's immoral to do drugs, just like she thinks it's immoral to have sex with a prostitute, and she wants to legislate against it and lock those people up in jail.
I think that's what most people want.
I think, well, you know what? I think that most people need to give it a second thought, because as we have talked about before on this show, if we legalize drugs, the crime rate would drop so drastically.
Mm-hmm.
I entirely agree.
Even the crime rate in Maryville, Tennessee would drop. Your car would have a much lower chance of getting broken into and having your radio stolen out of it. Your house would have a much lower chance of getting broken into. You'd have a lower chance of being mugged on the streets anywhere in America, not just Los Angeles and New York City. It would take the illegality out of it. It would take the black market away. It would remove the criminal element. The criminals are the problem, not the drugs.
Absolutely. You know, opium was legal in this country far longer than it's been illegal. I mean, they had opium houses all over the West for years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, the amount of crime now that's done by people that are addicted to drugs and have to pay these incredible, exorbitant rates for drugs. Because, I'm sorry, if it was legal to make cocaine, cocaine wouldn't cost $60, $80 a gram.
It would cost 50 cents
or
a dollar.
Whatever. And, you know, maybe there would be some taxes on it added like they do to cigarettes. But the fact is, if it was legal, you know, it wouldn't be such a big problem as far as people committing crimes to get it. So by making cocaine illegal, if you think it's a good idea to make cocaine illegal, then what you're doing is you're putting my life at risk, because I could get killed by somebody who wants to rob me for cocaine, and I don't think that's fair.
And actually, the statistics bear that out. Most violent crime in this country is motivated by somebody needing to get money to fix their habit, to get a fix. They are itching for some coke, or they're itching for another hit of crack, and they can't make enough money at their McDonald's job to do it. I mean, all the white collar people, the upper echelon executive types, they can afford their cocaine habits.
Oh yeah,
and
easily.
They don't have to knock over convenience stores for it. But the people who can't afford it, they have to do something to get it because they're hooked. And they're afraid to get help because they're afraid they're going to be labeled a criminal if they go and try and get some help for their problem. It's a real serious issue, and if you want to comment, 800-259-9231. But I think that Casey should look into the Christian Exodus Project. Well, we had the Free State Project commercial mm-hmm. during the break. That's for liberty lovers, people that want to be free, people that want to be free from other people's morality codes, and people that want to be free to keep their own money that they earn instead of handing it over to gunpoint at the government. Those kind of people. Those kind of people are moving to New Hampshire mm-hmm. in the next few years in order to make that the most free, continue to make it the most free state in the nation. The Christian Exodus Project. It sounds like somewhere that Casey really find a lot of allies.
She'd fit in, huh?
Yeah, there are people that want to create their own little Christian state, and I think it's South Carolina that they've chosen for it. And so a bunch of people who have that mindset of my morality is the right morality, and I'm going to enforce it on you at gunpoint, they're going to all move into South Carolina. So I suggest that she checks that out. And again, 800-259-9231. And speaking
of... Does she have some emails?
I do have emails. You know, we should get to them. I wanted to, and then I'll get to the corrupt cop story.
Okay.
Because that's one of the other offshoots of the drug war. One of the other things that happens as a result of drugs being illegal is we have dirty cops.
Mm-hmm.
And we shouldn't have dirty cops. Speaking of emails, we got an email from Robert in Canada, actually. Last week, we had a caller mention something to the effect of... Canadians are revolting against their universal health care system. That was the claim that he made.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded good. I mean, it sounded good because we don't think universal health care is that great of an idea. It's socialism. It's communism. Centrally controlled. You like waiting in lines? You like waiting in a six-month waiting period to get an operation, a life-saving kind of an operation?
And
go ahead and have universal health care.
You don't know whether you get ham-fisted Hal doing your operation or you get the very best
right.
surgeon in the country.
It's not your choice.
It's whoever's on call that day.
I'll bet you, actually, the very best surgeon in the country only operates on the Canadian government officials.
Probably right. Well, here's what Robert from Canada has to say. He says, I heard your show the other night, and as usual, you hear American BS concerning Canada's healthcare system. Canadians are not rising up against their healthcare system. Let me remind you that Canada has a balanced budget for the last 8 years, and on September 15th, 2004, announced the following money for our healthcare system. He put the word health in caps. $16 billion five-year health reform fund for primary care, home care, and catastrophic drug coverage. $13.5 billion in new federal funding to the provinces over 3 years. $2.5 billion cash infusion for 2003. $600 million for information technology. $500 million for research. It's amazing what can be accomplished when you're not buying billions of dollars in arms and invading other countries. Also, in Canada, you don't have to sell your home to get an operation, and everyone has coverage. Ignorance is bliss if you're an American. Robert in Canada.
Wow.
So Robert's making the point that look at all this money that the Canadian government is spending on health care. They obviously care about their citizens, man, which that I think is the point here.
I hate that whole care thing. I don't want my government to care.
But they're throwing money at it. That's going to make things right.
It's dumb. I mean, they throw lots of money at public schools, and that doesn't make them any good. I went to a private school, and the tuition is half what we pay per student in this county for public schools. It seems to me that the private school, which is parochial, and makes, you know, I mean, the colleges would rather have you come from this private school than they would from a public school. It doesn't make any sense to me. Money is not the problem with schools, and money is not the problem with health care.
Well, there is an issue. I mean, he's correct that it is expensive. He's talking about you don't have to sell your home. Well, health care is expensive in this country because the government has gotten involved. But it hasn't gone as far as Canadian government has. Our government controls about 52% of every dollar spent in the health care system. And, of course, attached to that control is a bunch of paperwork and a bunch of bureaucratic red tape and a whole bunch of other nonsense. That doctors have to employ people to specifically fill out healthcare paperwork from the government.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some money right there that you're paying when you pay your healthcare bills and your insurance bills into the country. If we could get government out of healthcare, we could have doctors back that did house calls. That could happen here.
That would be cool. The fact is if we got to control the market, then absolutely, doctors and healthcare would be reasonable.
Prices would drop, all kinds of things. We can get more into it up next, 800-259-9231, or you can change the topic because this is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
We Would you like to have a government that treats citizens as responsible adults rather than helpless children? Are you fed up with legislators who spend as though there's no tomorrow? Are you tired of having to jump through regulatory hoops when you try to run a business or educate your children? Would you like your vote to finally make a difference? The Free State Project is a plan for 20,000 people who believe in limited government and increased civil liberties to move to a single state in the U.S. so that together we can make a difference. Join us in New Hampshire and you too can have liberty in your lifetime. Members of the Free State Project will reduce burdensome taxation and regulation, eliminate wasteful government programs, and will return New Hampshire to a government limited in size, scope, and expense. A government committed to keeping them free. Free to lead their lives, contribute money to charities, run their businesses, and raise their families. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
It is Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Manwich.
Toll free 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We had our first call during the break from Rhode Island.
Oh!
Because we're on WARL up in Rhode Island, and Christopher had called in. He wanted to talk about the Bush administration and Skull and Bones. And Christopher, the phones are still available for you. Again, 800-259-9231, and we will put you on the air. We're not afraid of any topic on this show.
No, we're not.
We will not screen out your calls. I want to make this clear.
Free Talk Live is about what you want it to be about. You can call in at any time at 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever you want. You want to push an issue? You want to push one of your little conspiracy theories? Maybe that's what that was about. I don't know. You want to push? We'll give you a chance, and we will be fair. We're not going to hang up on you. We're not going to call you names and hang up on you. We will let you make the points that you need to make.
But then we're going to hit you with some questions.
Absolutely.
Or ask you to defend what it is that you're saying.
Absolutely.
And we just want to have a good go back and forth about a good topic.
So we want to hear from you. We were talking about the healthcare system right before the break. We had an email from Canada, and he was basically extolling, in his opinion, the virtues of the Canadian universal healthcare system and all the money that they're spending on it. And our opinion here is, you need to return to the free market. The free market will provide affordable health care for everybody. We could really be the world's leader in health care technology. I don't think we are anymore. Are we, Manwich?
I would assume. I mean, as far as technology goes, we're ahead on most of these things.
I
don't have any research on that.
I think we're kind of, we're still at the top of the pack, but I don't know if we're necessarily
I think that what I'm for is for freedom.
Yes.
And that means that if people in Canada want to have universal health care, great. All the people that want universal health care, move to Canada. It's good.
Let me say
it's
this.
It's free. They've got that.
Well, the first thing that our email is going to respond with is, well, what about the poor people? What about the poor people? How are they going to get health care in a free market health care system?
Well, I mean, they're going to get the health care they can afford, and our poor people are kind of funny. Like, our poor people have 3 color television sets, 2 cars, and a cell phone. You know,
air conditioning.
I'm sorry. I mean, there's probably people in America, and I've heard crazy numbers like 60,000 homeless people in America. I just don't believe that number at all. But I mean, it just seems way too high to me. But you know, as far as it goes, I don't think that it makes any sense to rob Peter to pay Paul.
It doesn't make sense. And on top of that, the robber is taking a cut for himself.
A large cut.
Yeah, it's not like you're robbing Peter of $100 and giving Paul $100. It's the robber taking $75 and giving Paul $25. That's how it works. These bureaucrats are really the ones who are making out.
Oh, sure.
Like bandits. Because that's what they're doing. They're literally putting a gun in your face, Manwich, and saying, hand it over. It's for the good of humanity.
Yeah.
Hand it over.
It's like Robin Hood, you know, robbing from the people to pay the poor.
There's a key difference between giving someone money on a voluntary basis to help them out and having somebody take it from you. There's a very key difference there. One is sharing, which is good. The other is theft. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun again. This is a show where you control the topic, and Dave in Maryville, Tennessee, wants to bring us back to legalizing prostitution. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
I think it's a pretty good idea to legalize prostitution.
Excellent. Well, we agree with you.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
If we legalize murder.
Murder? Okay. All right. I want to hear the rationale for this one.
I mean, it should be okay for the scorned spouse to shoot the spouse that is engaging in prostitution. It should be legal also legalize the mutilation, like Ms. Bobby.
Okay, Dave.
Hey, well, Dave, what if I'm not married?
And it should be okay for,
I'm not getting the analogy here, Dave, really.
It should be okay for a wife to walk in on her husband, and he's on a website with pornography, and take a double-barrel shotgun, shoot the computer, and her husband.
Wow, that sounds like a country
I
want to live in.
If it's okay for that sort of thing to be happening in the bedroom, why not murder? I mean,
okay,
have the cops come out and pick the body up and take it to the crematorium and have it cremated and that's
Dave,
all they need to do. No prosecution, no lawyers, no nothing.
All right, Dave. Dave, are you going to let us respond? Here's what I have to say to that, Dave. There's a key difference between the things that you listed and prostitution. Let's go down Dave, we let you say what you were going to say, and
morality,
if you're going to interrupt, we'll just pot you down.
Now.
Scott, pot him down. Just pot him down, Scott. All right, Dave, now you have to listen to us, because you got to say what you wanted to say, and you listed murder. You listed a wife coming home and shooting her husband in the head for looking at porn.
That's ridiculous.
You listed mutilation, all kinds of violent acts. Those violent acts, the husband did not consent to having his head caved in with a shotgun round. The mutilation person, the person who was being mutilated, did not consent to being mutilated in most cases, and the person who's being murdered typically doesn't consent to murder, which is why it's called murder, because you're killing somebody. In prostitution, you have two parties who are consenting. The prostitute consents to sell her services. The John consents to buying them. Manwich, before we bring Dave back up?
I think the key difference as far as is in a criminal aspect is you've got one squad that takes care of murders. I mean, these are the regular police force. And then you've got a squad that takes care of things like drugs and prostitution. That's called the Vice Squad. And I don't think that we should have crimes like Vice Squad be illegal. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay, Dave, now your response, please. Dave?
Dave's not here.
Dave hung up. Dave. that's a shame, Dave. Because we were going to give you a chance to talk.
Yep.
We weren't going to hang up on you.
Now,
we
Free Talk Live
doesn't
mean that you get to talk over us when it's our turn.
That's right.
No. This is not a forum or your soapbox. We'll give you...
That's
a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
That's an example of how hysterical people are on this topic.
Right.
They're hysterical.
Hey. Well, if you want legalized prostitution, then legalize shotguns and shooting people.
Yeah, hey, if you want to get up on your soapbox, go on to the website at freetalklive.com and start a thread in the BBS. You can write till your heart's content. You can write until your hand turns blue and falls off.
Do you have something to say to Dave on this one?
No, I don't understand. I just don't understand the whole connection between prostitution and, like, where we're going with this, the murder and the mutilation.
There is no connection.
Like, what the heck is he talking about?
It's just
about?
A crazy jump of... There's not even logic between that jump. I mean, it's just crazy.
I can understand that, yeah, sure, if a woman came home, obviously, and found her man, or let's even switch it around. Maybe a husband comes home and finds his wife in bed with another man, who may very well be an escort, a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I can understand somebody's going to flip out, but... I can't excuse somebody unloading a clip into someone and then them just walking away scot-free.
Yeah, that's called violence, and it's really wrong. Violence is bad, okay? We don't support or advocate the initiation of force on other people. Prostitution has nothing to do with that. Prostitution has to do with sex and the free market.
Right.
That's it. Both of those things are good in my book. But we're going to see if Casey agrees with Dave in Maryville, because she's back on the line for her second and final call of the night.
Two calls.
Call limit, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You've seen this look in Home Design Magazine. It's caught the attention of designers everywhere. This look is Walworth, and it's quickly becoming one of today's hottest decorating trends. Walworths are pre-spaced and pre-pasted transfer letter stains that last a lifetime or until your next decorating spree. Quick to remove, Walworths are excellent for renters or those who love to frequently change the look of their home. Choose from over 1,400 quotes or design your own. Walworths can lend a witty, whimsical, wise, romantic, or even spiritual feel to your home or office. Quotations take just minutes to apply, yet look like they've been meticulously painted on. Walworth has been featured on QVC, Paint, Paint, Paint on PBS, and HGTV Your Home. Add this unique look to your sales office, classroom, kids' room, or any room in your house. For your free catalog with thousands of ideas, call 888-422-6685. That's 888-422-6685. Or visit us at walworth.com. That's walworth.com.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to downsizedc.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit downsizedc.org and send Congress a message. That's www.downsizedc.org. Don't censor our programs.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Free Talk Live, the show that puts you in the driver's seat, and you can take part in our program by giving us a call at 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can also get logged onto the website at freetalklive.com and send us an email, ftl@freetalklive.com. We'll read it live on the air. You can also check out the BBS, the archive section, the chat room, and so much more at freetalklive.com.
You absolutely can. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Manwich.
And again, we want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. Doesn't have to be political. It could be personal. We want to hear, maybe you did catch your wife sleeping with another man and you wanted to shoot her in the head with a shotgun like Dave did from Tennessee, or whatever. He sounded like he had a lot of issues.
Yeah, I was going to say,
sounded like he was kind of an angry man. So we're going to go to a nicer caller, one who's a little bit more courteous. Casey is back from Tennessee. Casey back from Maryville. Casey, you're back on Free Talk Live. And by the way, just so you know, there is a two-call limit on Free Talk Live on a nightly basis. So, Casey, welcome back.
Hey, as far as the last caller, I think he's having a really good night. But my comment on that is it is murder, what he would have done or what could have been done. Shooting somebody is murder. Now, that's a quick murder. Now, a slow murder is declining on the morals of America and allowing something that is morally wrong, like prostitution, to become legal, because that's telling our children it's okay because it's legal.
No, okay? Who's telling
them
that?
You could die quick or die fast. It's up to you. You guys want to take it out slow by legalizing things that are going to do nothing to build the character and the strength of our country, but nothing but immoral things by making them more legal. It's telling our children, since it's legal, it must be okay. And they grow up after their children come, it's just a common thing. We should not legalize that. We should not ever legalize something like that, ever. And just like we shouldn't legalize blowing someone's brains out.
Hey, Casey.
Mm-hmm?
Is the fact that tobacco is legal in this country telling our children, that it's okay to smoke?
Yes, but I'm so glad you said that. You just put your foot in your mouth. Don't hang up on me. Because
I've never hung up on anybody on the show.
Because it's legal. Oh, yes, you have. Because it's legal.
How many times have you listened?
Hey, you're going to have to come down here and sign an application if you want to work full time.
Excuse me.
If you want to do the show full time, you got to come down here and fill out an application.
Howdy.
Are you going to answer his question now, Casey?
Yes, I'm going to answer this question. I'm going to answer what I have to answer. Because cigarettes are legal, it's easy for minors or anybody to get, and it will kill them slowly. Okay, eventually most people who smoke all their life will have some kind of a disease from it, and it's legal. Now, if it was illegal, there'd be less people smoking. You can't tell me no difference.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we might be in a tobacco state, not any other state but Tennessee.
Do you think that there weren't very many people drinking alcohol during Prohibition?
Anything that is illegal, people have to go through different channels to get to, so it's harder to get to.
So how do the kids get their cigarettes?
When we legalize things, we're telling them two things. Number one, it's not as bad because America is a God-fearing country and we legalize it, so it must be okay. Number two, it's giving them easy access to it.
Hey, Jesus wants you to listen to me for a second. Now, I want to know, is it cool that you have, like, you know, drugs are illegal. The fact is people commit crimes in order to get drugs. My life's in danger because drugs are illegal. Is that a good idea?
Your life is in danger because drugs are illegal? Well, wait till you get someone high just walking down the street blowing away people. It's in the paper.
How often does that happen on the news?
No.
When was the last time you heard about that?
Listen, I know of several.
No, it rarely happens. Casey, Casey, just because you can talk,
potter down.
Just because you can talk doesn't mean that you get to talk over me. I mean, it's like that's not the part of the rules here, Casey.
Yeah. We'll pull you back up, by the way.
Absolutely. You'll be back right up in a second. The point that I'm trying to make is that you read the newspaper and you'll find the crimes, and it's like 80-something percent of them are committed to get the drugs, not because they're on the drugs. They're not shooting at you because you're a little green Martian. They're shooting at you because they want your wallet so they can go get the crack. Come on, bring it back up, Scott.
Okay, if it was legal, we wouldn't have to worry about them shooting at us. They'd be home high.
Okay.
Okay, now is that good? No,
yes, it's great. Let the people go home high.
Listen, I feel some pharmaceuticals ought to be removed.
You should build your own little country where you can make all the laws exactly the way you want them.
I'm building my own little country. I should be able to have an opinion and not enforce it.
Should not be enforced upon me.
No, it's not being enforced. We're talking opinions here. Do you have the right to change laws?
That's what you want.
Why?
Casey,
no.
It's like they say, opinions are like, you know the saying.
I got a simple question for you, Casey. Very simple.
Uh-huh.
Do you know any marijuana smokers?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I do. But I know a lot of marijuana smokers who would be completely stoned 24 hours a day if it was legal.
And they're hurting
you
how?
You're telling me that they have trouble getting marijuana?
Yes, they do. They have to go through different channels to get it.
Oh, well, yeah, they have to work a little at it, but
They can't walk to Walmart and buy it, right. It's a little bit harder than that.
I think it should be that easy.
That's
because your head's on backwards, sir, because that's not the way the history has shown it things to be. When things are illegal, it's harder to get.
Okay, Casey, now this is going to be really challenging for you because we're going to put another phone call on the line.
Good.
His name is Scott. He's from Sarasota. Now, I want both of you to be very respectful of one another. Scott, you're on with Casey on Free Talk Live.
All right. I've just got a couple of questions. I'm going to be civil. I'm going to be respectful. I promise.
Okay, me too.
All right. One of the things that I heard while I was on hold was you saying you should be entitled to have your opinion and not be enforcing it on people.
Right.
But isn't the opinion you've been stating that you want all of these various things enforced on people?
No. What I believe is my own personal opinion. I don't expect anybody to believe what I believe. See, I as a citizen, can have a human being, a creature of God, one of his children, and so are you. I can say, well, this is what I feel. But when I go and enforce it, that is a whole other subject. See, when I go, because I don't have the power to do that, but if I had the power to influence people to enforce whatever I think, that would be wrong. I like to go by the Ten Commandments only because there's so much less heartache when we follow that. That's all.
Well, then my question is, if you don't think that your opinion could be enforced on people, where's the argument coming from? Because everything that they talk about on this show is making sure that nothing is enforced on people and let everyone govern themselves.
Well, I'll tell you what. If a group of people decide to legalize prostitution and a group don't believe in it, then it's being enforced on us.
It's not being enforced on you.
You can have your opinions. That's true. I thought you meant if it became legal. Okay, if it's being enforced on the people who do not want it, and we have no choice. Therefore, our rights are taken away.
All right, but see,
are the hookers going to come get you? It's hookers.
I got friends who are prostitutes. So shut up.
Send them after Scott.
You know what you need to do? You need
fine.
To get your feet wet in the real world and quit running your mouth on the radio because you got a speaker and you can push mute when you want. You're the dictator here.
Scott, go ahead with your question.
Well, first of all, actually, Manwich, the one who's making all the rude comments, has no control over anything. He's just a monkey with a microphone.
He doesn't enhance that.
Yeah, actually, by the way, Casey, I can turn his mic off. I'm the one who's in control here. All right, Casey, hang on. Scott, if you've got more, hang on. 1-800-259-9231 if you get in. If you want to get in the middle of this. We can actually bring three people on the line at once, although I think that's a little too chaotic. 800-259-9231. Now, she made a comment. I want to come back to it. She has friends who are prostitutes, but she wants to throw them in jail? Let's find out what that's about coming up next. This is Free Talk Live.
Excuse me, is this where I get a license to start a new business?
I wouldn't be hasty. You have to get a license to go out of business, too, you know.
Oh, well, look, I've invented this little anti-gravity machine, see?
Oh, is that why you're walking 2 inches above the floor?
Oh, yes, it's very comfortable. It saves on shoe leather.
Yeah, well, you have to fill out these forms and report to the Human Services Department of Manpower Orientation and register with the Fair Employment Practice Commission, the Wage and Hour Division of the Employment Standards Administration, the State Sales and Income Tax Division, the Internal Revenue Service, and the Social Security Administration of the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. And, of course...
Yeah, I thought that was a little town in Wisconsin.
You'll find out. Say, floating around like that could be dangerous. Have you checked with the Consumer Product Safety Commission?
Well, not yet.
Come to think of it, you actually are flying, aren't you? Look, you need to go over to the Federal Aviation Administration and the Transportation...
It's very hard to get anything done these days if you're in business. But Free Enterprise built this country. Think what could happen if we don't keep it free. A public service of this station and the Center for the Defense of Free Enterprise, Bellevue, Washington.
We just can't have people floating about unregulated, you know.
Ever walk into someone's house and you can tell instantly they own pets? They've made the mistake of using a pet odor and stain product that only covers the problem temporarily. We don't have that problem in our home. We've discovered it's just better to use Paws. Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, or Paws, is the quickest and safest pet stain and odor eliminator known to man, or man's best friend. Paws is safe on any material, even directly on your pet's bedding. Paws will work on the toughest stains and odors in your home. It's guaranteed to lift stains that have been set in for years, proving again, it's just better to use Paws. It's only a matter of time until Fido, or Fluffy, has an accident. Be prepared with Paws. Use Paws anywhere stains and odors are a problem, like the laundry or the bathroom. Try Paws once and you'll quickly discover it's just better to use Paws. Call 1-877-289-PAWS or visit getpaws.com. That's www.getpaws.com. Paws comes with a 110% money-back guarantee. You've nothing to lose but stains and odors.
Dad, that cocoon stuff really got rid of your gray hair.
I'm that 44-year-old guy you've heard talking about taking Cocoon GH and how it helped reverse my gray hairs. And here's some more great news. Taking Cocoon GH can improve your life in many ways. Cocoon basically repairs your body to a youthful state you perhaps had 10 or 20 years ago. I'm taking Cocoon GH and here's what I notice. After a few sprays in my mouth, I'm in peak condition mentally, emotionally, and physically. In the state I get from Cocoon, I feel unstoppable. And you can have the same feeling. If you're tired, run down, want to boost your sexual performance, want to help wipe out back pain or arthritis, you need to start taking Cocoon GH right now. If you want similar results, call now to order Cocoon GH. Here's the number. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Menwich. Again, 800-259-9231. We had a conference call going on there for a moment with Scott and Casey. Casey in Tennessee, Scott here in Sarasota. We're going to bring Casey back up. And Casey, before we get back into this whole drug prostitution thing, I would like to take this moment to invite you to do something.
Okay,
you still there, Casey?
Hello. Yes, sir, I've been waiting.
Do you have internet access?
Yes, I do.
All right. I want you, when you get a chance, to log on at freetalklive.com.
I already wrote it down. I'll get access.
Great. Good. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Now, what that is it's kind of, we like to prove to people that women actually do listen to talk radio, and specifically they listen to Free Talk Live. It's not a beauty contest. It's just a page that we put pictures of our female listeners on. And you don't have to agree with us to get onto the Shrine of Female Listeners.
As a matter of fact, most of them don't.
So I would like to take this moment to invite you to become one of our Free Talk Live Shriners, okay?
Well, what does that include? That I have to have the same narrow-minded views that some of you have? Like, you can neglect
You don't have to agree.
Anything and not affect a nation. When you legalize something that other people don't agree with, you're stepping on someone else's rights and vice versa.
I'm not asking
to legalize a lot of things right now. I'm not asking you guys to do something that I do. I don't want to infringe on you.
I'm not asking you to do drugs. I don't do drugs. None of us here do drugs, but we don't think that we should be put at risk because drugs are illegal. Do you know what prohibition was in the 20s?
Oh, yeah, I studied it pretty well. Yeah, sure.
You're familiar with prohibition. You're familiar with when they made alcohol illegal, the fact that we had drive-by shootings, gangs
took control
of alcohol.
One of my great-great uncles went to prison for shooting one of the men who busted his still. Yeah, I do understand what prohibition is.
Bootlegger.
So you see how he wouldn't have gone to prison?
Yeah.
Your uncle wouldn't have gone
what?
To prison.
But you
if
know
it,
what?
If alcohol
no,
was legal.
No, you don't understand. You don't understand. What it boils down to is they made alcohol, and alcohol can make us dysfunctional if we abuse it. So straight up, they should never have had they just wanted tax money, the government, okay? That's all they wanted. They didn't really care if it was legal or not. They want to get
their
damn money.
Are you saying that it should be, are you saying alcohol should be made illegal again?
No, absolutely not. No, I don't. People
why not? The government's not getting any tax money off of pot right now.
Okay, but you know what? If they have their way, they will, if they can find a way, okay?
So what I'm saying is,
as far as making moonshine and stuff like that, from way back, people are still doing it, and it doesn't affect me because they know that they can get in trouble if they get caught making it, and so they're more cautious about it. But it's legal now. They can go inside these stores and buy all the beer they want. I don't know what the point is.
And nobody's getting shot over it. Speaking of that, this is what I wanted to bring up to you.
You don't understand the moonshine from before, and trust me, it was a lot different than a can of beer.
Well, sure it was, but it doesn't matter whether it was beer or not.
It was made in the black market. Therefore, and these days, drugs, and these issues are almost identical, Casey. Drugs are illegal today. Drugs are the new prohibition. Therefore, drugs are more dangerous today as a result of them being illegal.
Okay.
There's a better chance that you're going to get an adulterated, unsafe product.
Yeah, you have people putting it together in a lab somewhere. It's not a professional. It's a bunch of Joe Blows with a chemistry kit.
Well, listen. Let's just sum it up real quick. If it's not legal, don't go out and get someone, like you said, put in together with a chemistry kit. Just don't have it.
But people will continue to do it, just like people continued to drink during Prohibition.
See, this is the problem with
legislation.
Wait, Casey, my turn,
okay.
Please.
Yeah,
it's my turn. This is the problem with legislating things. You just said don't go out and do the drugs, but there are people going out and doing the drugs, right?
Well, they're going to have their... Well, yeah, like, I won't slam my head in the car door,
absolutely.
But if I want to, I will.
What I'm saying is they're doing it, so you wanting to have them illegal like you do is worthless. They're still going out and doing it. Let's make them legal so that the people aren't going to hurt themselves with contaminated drugs.
You're absolutely wrong. There's more people killed today than there were during the moonshine day. That's a lie. I mean your statistics
are really off on that. There's more people today,
and I don't think they were riding their horse and killed a thousand
absolutely.
People in a wreck.
She's got a valid point. The fact is that people didn't travel as much at that time, so the crime was centralized in certain areas. But now that we travel quickly by jet airplanes and automobiles, you know, which of course they did have in the 20s, the crime spreads more rapidly.
How many people do you hear going out on a killing spree because they're high on pot as opposed to, like, some nutbag who gets kicked out of a bar, gets pissed off, and then goes back with a gun or goes in with a knife and starts shanking people? I mean, I read a story about this just today. I think it was in Texas. A gentleman got mad because he was tossed out of a bar. He came back with a chainsaw.
Huh?
Okay, now, Casey, I want to bring something up to you, Casey. We're going to put you on the line again with a different caller here. Woody is in Texas. We're going to get to him in just a moment.
It's the Casey Show. Everybody call in and talk to Casey.
Casey, I wanted to make a point that I got a phone call during the break that informed me that a house I used to live in, two houses down from it, there were some drug dealers. Tonight, a drug deal went bad. Gunshots were fired. Seven people carried out dead from this house. If drugs were legal, Casey, I'm talking right now. now, you can wait.
Go ahead.
If drugs were legal, as you said, they could go to Walmart and get them, and it would be a fraction of the price. Those people wouldn't be dead right now, and they never would have been drug dealers in the first place. And what would happen if, Casey, you were living next door, and some of those bullets went through the walls of the house and came into your house? You would have been shot as a result of that drug deal. It's all because it's illegal.
We're talking
Casey?
Well, that's a quick death. That's all you're talking here.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to put you on hold, and then Woody is in Texas, and we're going to put him on with you. We'll see what Woody has to say. We want to hear from you, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Michael Bednarik, and I approve this message.
President Bush got elected by claiming to be a compassionate conservative. Would a conservative approve a half a trillion dollars in deficit spending in a single year? Would a conservative give us Hillary Care, socialized medicine, something even Bill Clinton couldn't do? Would a conservative approve of searching our homes without warrants? Or locking up American citizens indefinitely without even filing any charges? If you're fed up with electing Republicans who claim to be conservative and then govern like liberal Democrats, you do have an alternative. Michael Bednarik, the Libertarian candidate for president. Bush and Kerry aren't the only choices. Libertarian Michael Bednarik, the alternative for the true conservative. Call 800-807-7552 today. That's 800-807-7552.
Log on at badnarik.org. That's BADNARIK.org.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. You've tried the vet and prescription drugs, but the cost is taking a toll on you, and the side effects are taking a toll on your pet. Well, now both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceuticals or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added spirit and energy. Call 1-800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It'll turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 1-800-882-3213 today or visit the web at northern-seas.com to learn more about Pet Wonder. That's northern-seas.com.
Live 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We are deep into the midst of a drug legalization conversation with Casey in Maryville, Tennessee, and we're going to bring Casey back on the line. Now, Casey, Woody is calling from Texas, and he wants to talk to you. So, again, we're going to be civil now, and we'll put Woody on. Now, let Woody go first. So, Woody, go for it. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I'm only going to make a few short statements. First of all, I'm going to start out with what the Bible states. Words of Christ in red letters says not to worry about what is going in someone's mouth, but worry about what comes out and what they do. Okay? Now, another thing, if we all look back at our nation's history, the drugs weren't illegal to begin with. For well over 100 years, we're talking about heroin, marijuana, cocaine, and everything else was sold legally and without a prescription. and we had no problems with drive-by shootings and things then, and everybody had two or three, four, five guns then everywhere. So it's not the issue. The issue is, like they're saying, that it's the criminalization creates extra money. Number three, the fact is that most of the world's governments are running the drug trade to begin with. The royal family out of England is the main controller of the opium trade. There's wars being fought over control of the fields. There's all kinds of stuff going on. And I don't think that most Americans really realize or have actually checked out their history and the facts behind the things by conclusive study. I'm not really for smoking marijuana or doing drugs. That stuff's not good for you. But I do not think that we should throw stones and kill and shoot and have doors kicked in and our rights and the Constitution completely destroyed, which is the only thing that makes us the United States and sets us apart from the rest of the animals on the planet.
Thank you,
my
Woody.
Forefathers came over here. I'm not done. My forefathers, my family, some of my family was already here. So I know about oppression historically through my own family and my own life. So I'm not pure and white as snow, and I'm not a Bible-thumping person that's going to say, oh, you sinner, because, man, God's going to crush me for that if I do that. My approach is to tell people that I love them and I care about them. Now, used to, it would be that families that every now and then people would get out of hand and get on laudanum or heroin, and their families would take care of them and lock them up and make them dry out and straighten them out and get them to realize they were messing up and doing something that they shouldn't do, and no one went to prison over it. That's the whole thing. It's the prison population and everything. All this stuff is a big criminal RICO violation. All of it. It's criminal.
So, Woody, we're out of time.
I want my country cleaned up, and I want everybody to quit fighting and arguing about stuff. Pull their heads out of where it needs to be pulled out
Woody,
of.
And great points. Woody, we're out of time. Great points, but thanks for calling in. I'm sure we'll hear from you again. We definitely appreciate it. And Casey, we'll give you 10 seconds to respond because we got to go. Casey?
Legalize it. It's going to be easier for access. That's all there is to it. If we legalize it.
Casey, hopefully we'll hear from you again. Thanks for listening to Free Talk Live and have a great night. And thank you for being out there these 2 hours.
I'd have never guessed that the Queen of England was selling heroin.
So
never guessed.
Well, you know what? He's right. Corrupt cops all over the place, corrupt government. And I think it's interesting that Woody's point is, I think another point that is unsaid is that you can believe in God
right. And
still believe in legalization.
Hey, eating a Big Mac every day isn't good for you either, but we're not going to go after shutting down McDonald's.
Well, we'll talk about that maybe some other time because there are people that want that to happen. This has been Free Talk Live. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com, and we'll talk to you next week.
Here comes a man.